Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are hearing something pretty interesting from Francis
Chan. Yes.
Author of
Crazy Love.
Crazy Love. What's going on?
Well, listen, Francis Chan asked a really serious question that we should think about. If you had a sales force of 4,000 salespeople every day making calls, setting appointments, and trying to get deals accomplished.
4,000.
4,000. And they only get 100. Wouldn't this be considered a failure? Watch what he has to say about this.
What we've done, just so you get some background, is I just didn't want a church that was built around me this time. I pastored, I started that church in Simi Valley out of my house. It grew to like 4,000 or 5,000 people. We planted a bunch of churches from it. We started a college, sent missionaries out. But there was we just got stuck after a while because there was no room to grow. You know, if you have four services and they're all packed out, what else do you do? And I found people that were there that had been there forever that were taking no steps of faith. And to me, it was just, some of it was just logic. Like I go, okay, we have the Holy Spirit in us. He says, you'll receive power to be my witnesses. That's why you have the Holy Spirit in you, is to be his witness. And that's why it drives you nuts when you know you're chickening out. I felt it. You felt it. It's like, oh, I know the way I'm supposed to be. I hear about people, you know, who actually live out what the Spirit tells them to do. But I struggled when I looked at a church of 4,000. Why? Because when we had 40 people and we grew to 400, I thought, that's awesome. That's a great thing. That means those 40 people reached out. If they're salesmen and they each made 10 sales, I'm like, this is pretty good. You know, this is good. Look what we did. Our 40 people grew to 400. But then when I had 400 people and we grew to 4,000, I go, okay, that's awesome. Now, Lord, you entrusted me with 400 people, 400 salesmen, and we grew to 4,000. They each made 10 sales. But now I have 4,000 salespeople. And that's a huge cost for those who, well, you don't have to run a business to figure that out. 4,000 staff, and we make maybe 100 sales? That's failure, isn't it? You know how much it costs to run a church of 4,000? 4,000 salespeople, how many sales are being made? And I'm going, whoa. I mean, you would fire someone with an army that big.
That's so important when you think about that, because you read the scriptures and you look at your life and you read the scriptures and you look at the church, how we're walking things out. And America's, according to George Barna, is spending $1.3 million per baptized believer. Can you imagine, you're talking about sales, can you imagine if you paid somebody to go out and just give them the $1.3 million, right? And we got to begin to think about it, because disciples make disciples. And
that's,
I think,
important.
Don't you think this is it, though?
Yeah.
Is the fact is, nobody ever taught that.
Yeah.
And people said, you know, just come. They spend half their life trying to get you to come into the building. Then they spend the next half of your life trying to get you to go out, pay
That's
to
right.
keep go out. And the whole thing is, we should have just showed up to get trained and relate and connected and launch, because Jesus gave us a commission to go into all the world.
Yeah,
every one of us.
But what they've been seeing for many, you know, for many years is is to a come ye church, not a go ye.
Right.
Come watch one person do all the work and you sit.
Right.
So it's not being activated and being launched into the mission field is a huge thing.
It's huge, you know. And so what God gave us was called the Vine Seminar, VFNKB's Vine Seminar. Jesus, you know, said that my Father is the gardener, he's the vine, we're the branches. A great book that was written by Charles Simpson. I think it's called Ants, Vines, and Flower Pots. And it just, we're a vine. If you ever had a wild vine, it just goes all over the place. And that's the church is supposed to be just taken over. Charles Simpson, Brother Charles Simpson says, you know, that we had a problem with erosion in America, and we brought over a particular vine called kutsu. And when we brought it over, it they don't even know about how the erosion got resolved or not, because you can't see the ground anymore because it's totally covered by kutsu.
Wow.
And so that's how we're supposed to be, but we've been taught things are not necessarily that just show. If you just show up for the Easter play, if you just show up for the Christmas play, if you just show up for my cantata, if you just show up for my thing going on, the thing is, like, we're supposed to show out. We're supposed to go out. But the thing, if you don't know how to do it, and we get, God has shared with us some wisdom, many people have it, it's called the Vine Seminar. We're just called to be a go-y church, go into all the world, and not a come-y church. And we became a place of inviting. Well, one thing you learn at a Vine Seminar, whether it's you're virtually attending one of our webinar Vine Seminars or you're coming to one of our gatherings to hear that, is to begin. It's not as complicated as the enemy's made it out to be. And you'll notice this, too. The way the church is functioning is pretty much how society's functioning. And what we're having with the society is marriages being undefined, families being undefined, people don't know how to connect. And guess what? But the church is not connecting. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord, mothers and fathers in the Lord, that we're in the family of God. Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior, but he's our elder brother. You know, he's the first from amongst the dead to be born again so we can be in the family of God. And the enemy's just attacked family on every different areas. But guess what? God's turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And it's happening in this day in the spirit of Elijah. And you can actually sign up and participate in one of the Vine seminars that VFNKB puts on. Sign up. Go to VFNKB.com. You got the details right here on how to actually do that. Comment below. Have you been wondering, you know, hey, you know, I read the scriptures. I love God. You know, I'm discipled, but I didn't know what to do, or I started doing it, and it seems like people are restricting me from just telling people about the Lord. Listen, God wants you to tell everyone. He wants you to be rightly related, but it's so important. It's so important to understand that. So take your time, share some comments below, write us, call us. We want to hear from you. And guess what? This is something, this is so, so very important. John, this is important to understand. When we stand before the throne room of God, you're all alone. Your pastor's not there. Your apostle's not there. Your neighbor's not there. Your husband's not there. Your wife's not there. Your parents aren't there. Your son's not there. Your daughter's not there. Your priest is not there. You stand alone, and God's going to say, what did you do? And what I told you to do. Well, that's what Vine Seminars are about. VFNKB.com. Sign up for events, Vine Seminar in your area, or attend one of them in our virtual webinars. It's totally amazing. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our tribe, our community, God, right now. I pray that you bless them right now, right there where they're watching, God. Begin to just surround them by your spirit. Encourage them, inspire them, God. Let them know your plans are good for them, plans to bless them and prosper them, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.